No.
Okay, Angie.
Call to order of our Midway City Parks Trails and Trees Committee, February 24th, 2026. We have our agenda items.
We're not going to approve the minutes because we don't have a quorum.
Okay.
So let's, we'll continue that one.
Okay, great. No public comments?
Would you like to comment?
Would you like to comment? I'm happy to be here.
Wait, so tell me who you are since I missed it.
Oh, I'm Katie's stepdaughter. Yeah, I'm here for the week.
And it's Sarah.
I'm Sarah.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
She's here from San Jose.
Oh. Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And Mia's not here then.
No, and Mia's on the agenda, and she did not tell me she was not coming, but we'll just kind of keep going. We'll come back to that if she comes.
Okay, so we'll move on to item number 4, which is the proposed budget for 26-27.
So this is more just an update, so... Yes.
Take it that way. I don't need to be in the
book. Of this side.
That
do you want us to stand or do you want us to?
No, yeah. This
isn't my good side.
All right.
Shout out last week.
1, 2, 3. Press and move in that way.
You can't get out of it that easily.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thanks, Camille.
We're
super light tonight. We don't have money.
Yeah. We're doing a thing in the next newsletter on the Parks, Trails, and Trees Committee. So.
Okay.
And your little marker things.
Our signs.
Yes.
Thank you.
We lost one. Preston can update us on that. We lost a sign already. But, well, the sign is still good. It was just taken out by, looks like a car.
So, yes. And where was that?
On the corner of Homestead and Cary.
Okay.
Where it was pretty far off the road. I mean,
right.
The car had to work for that one, right? Yeah. The car had to work for that one. So Nancy just wrote and said she got tied up in another meeting, so she can't be here.
Okay.
Krista's off. I already told you about Paulette. Didn't hear from Lisa. Christine's out today. So yeah, everybody is accounted for. Okay, so proposed budget update is we put an amount in the budget every year. This is usually based on Wes Johnson's town engineer's recommendation for what we're going to spend on trail maintenance. It's been $45,000 for as long as I can remember, and that's what's in this year as well. Last year, this past summer, it went to resurface the trail at Burgie Park. And but this year, Nancy O'Toole thinks she can get us a matching grant of 45, which will double it, which will be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, because you've got some ideas for that.
Yeah, and so when it comes to that budget, is there specific items that are listed with dollar values, or is it just a generic?
No, it's our generic.
So what Wes typically does, and I don't know if we've done this year, need to follow up, but typically he will just kind of keep an eye out during the year, and he'll also take feedback, right? And what we're looking for is just maintenance. So if there's a spot where the roots have folded the trail, or you know, the sidewalk has shifted and there's a big lip. So we're trying to find all of those and go and do that maintenance. And then in addition, there's usually a section somewhere in the city that's due. It's looking kind of old. It's time to do a resurfacing before it gets worse so that it has more life. And he'll usually just make a decision on how should we spend the 45 this year based on that kind of stuff.
Because I know that we have that boardwalk that goes between
by Midway Village.
Yeah, by Midway Village.
Yeah.
That is in pretty sad shape, and I know that Nancy was going to try and help us with that.
We talked about this at the last meeting.
Yeah.
So let me update you on that one. So Nancy and I went to look at that one in Midway mm-hmm. Village, and we also went to look at the boardwalk off of Cary Lane mm-hmm. Because both of them need work, right? And we talked about, for the one in Midway Village, replacing it, but not doing that little chute that goes off the little
to the north.
Yeah, the one that goes to the north.
Okay,
just
okay.
To nowhere.
It's pretty short.
It's pretty short, and it just doesn't give you really a view that you don't have any place else. So the question was, it's the same grant funds that she would apply for those and for doing the town square, and we have the $600,000 grant to go toward doing the building addition for the skate rental.
Right.
that is going to expire, so that this year it probably made sense to go for town square renovations. So she's gonna do the grant for that, okay, and next year apply for that.
Okay.
So that's kind of the timing on that one.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
I know.
As long as there's no missing boards. Because, I mean,
yeah,
go across that and it's, yeah, those boards.
Preston, how is that one in terms of missing boards? Do you know?
So usually every spring we'll go through and kind of do like a weight test on them. If there are any kind of moving or anything,
yeah,
we'll just go down to SunPro or one of the lumber places, get the right size, cut it, take that one out, put a new one in.
Yeah.
You can see that there's some that, and we try and stain them to make it to where it's, but being sun faded, it's hard to match the stain. But just to make it safe, we'll go and put new boards in it so someone's not putting a leg through it or whatever.
I think so long as we're safe, I think we're not so worried about if it matches or not.
Yeah.
Do you think we can kind of get through another year keeping it safe?
I mean, it's got good bones. It's just getting, the sun is just the sun, and then it's just the water.
Yeah.
And that wood and the sun, and it's just, we can get through another year.
Okay, so if we can, yeah, and if anyone sees that there are problems, please alert. But if you could keep kind of a special eye on that one, because it is getting rough.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. So that's kind of the timing for that one. So anyway, that's, what else were you saying about the budget? I digressed onto that.
Oh, I just was asking if we had a list of areas that you've identified and how, basically how Wes decides which ones get addressed.
He usually talks to Preston, so I don't know, Preston, have you identified ones for this year?
For surface?
Yeah.
So yes, from Homestead Drive all the way down through Cary, and we talked about going to Pine Canyon, and that was going to be about where we were at with our budget. But if Nancy can get more, we have other places we was going to try and go to, from there down Bergey and to about the roundabout right there on by Kohler's.
All the way down to River Road.
I have pictures from last year that's up. I mean, you can see where it needs resurfaced.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's what me and Wes had talked about last fall.
Okay.
And putting it on that for the resurfacing this year.
Okay. Well, I will keep up with Nancy about that one, but I think she's working on a couple other first. I think we go well into March before that one is due, but she seemed to be pretty certain that we could get that. So, yeah, I will keep you, that's your memory too? Yeah, mm-hmm. So I will keep you updated, and she seemed to think that would be something that could be recurring every year. Mm-hmm.
She has 2 weeks on that one.
Does she have 2 weeks on that
an
one?
An update on Homestead, so our major project for next year, starting in July, will be Homestead. From the entrance to Homestead up and into cottages on the green.
Yeah.
So there, some of that money is scoped or planned for the trail.
Okay.
So I don't know, you'll need to use it. And then did she talk to you about in front of Bergey Lane?
Yeah, I had raised
That's the area that she had discussed with me.
Yeah, yep.
Because Beatty Bush will clear all this stuff out where they've been mobilizing and storing and and creating
that was
connection.
One, yeah, that's the one we talked about, that it just seems like if there's any way we could do it this year, it would be great.
That'd be a good use of money.
Is that just the south of the dog park?
Yeah.
From my understanding,
Long Road.
From my understanding, Beatty Bush was in agreement to letting them keep their stuff there and all that stuff, that Wes, we may want to talk with him, because for letting us then keep their stuff there, they, in return, they're like, you let us keep our stuff here, we'll make this nice the way you want it.
That's already arranged.
They are still going to do that.
That goes to the road.
Yeah.
You got to get from the road.
From the road, right?
Can you bring that up?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Beatty Bush is supposed to do that in return.
Yeah, they're doing some work in kind for us in return for being able to store their stuff there.
Home-based.
So, and if you give me a second, I'll show you what my recollection is of what they've agreed to do, and others chime in if you have a different recollection. Okay, so here is Dog Park, right? So right now they're storing all their stuff kind of down here on the south part. This is Bergie Park, Sarah, all this stuff right here. Then it's the city park. So they're going to, so this last summer they took the money and they resurfaced all this trail here. As part of what they're doing in the spring is, my understanding is they're going to put a culvert in up here and divert water south. Right? Mm-hmm. Which should hopefully get rid of this constant flooding problem that we have up here. They've already done some berming along here, and Super Trees has planted trees there. They will continue to do berming along the south. They will kind of grade all of this. This is going to be more natural plants, right? I think they will also help with what we're doing over here. We're eventually going to do the kind of entrance, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's prep work or stuff for that, I think they would help with that. What am I forgetting?
I think we're just going to try and put a drip
line. Yes, a drip irrigation line for trees, yes. And they're going to run that.
Finish the trail.
Yeah, exactly.
There was some talk about, though, the area south of the roundabout, getting the trail across there instead of going north into LaLaye, yeah, across there.
Yeah, so this is what... So I met a couple weeks ago with the Belay HOA about who's responsible for what. And when the land came to the city years ago, actually the city, as part of that grant, owns all this area that goes in front of this little roundabout here, including this trail over on the west side that's really heaved, right? So some of the conversation that we discussed was, would it make sense, since the church off to the west even more, the LDS Church is coming in and they're going to do a sidewalk, a trail, all the way over to North Center Street. Wouldn't it be great if we could somehow do something on the north side of the road all the way to connect down to where the trail starts? Here, I guess. Yeah,
instead of having to climb up that steep climb.
Maybe we could even take this out, right? So that it's, because from talking to Wes, It looks like trees have been removed from near the trail, but it's still heaving a lot. And it sounds like the city resurfaced this a couple years ago.
The problem with it is those trees will do anything they can to get to water.
Yeah.
Just to the west of that is the irrigation canal.
Oh, so that's what they're going
so
to.
So they will go, but as
oh, I can see that. That's what we're looking right there.
So
my hands on it.
To the left as well, even more.
Even more. Whoops, hold on.
Huge one.
But those cottonwoods, what they'll do is they come up and it's just volcano.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
To do something with that, either the trees would have to come out and then dig down like 12 feet, put a barrier in there that stops the roots, but then they're just going to hit that and then go up.
Right. So it might just be throwing good money after bad for that. Right. So wouldn't it be better to... So I don't know, has there been any progress on that, or does that look like it could be a possibility this year when BD Bush is here? So that was the question. Is it something that could be done while BD Bush is here?
We don't need BD Bush.
Okay.
That's easy. We got a skid loader.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I could do that.
Well, no, they could take up the trail. I'm talking about putting in the trail. Yeah.
So just to clarify, we've always talked about basically a complaint that we have that it's forced under the road right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays on the road for quite a ways.
Yeah.
And so if there was any way to separate it from the road, that's always been the ideal, if there was a way to do that.
And I think that's true. When I talked to Wes about this, the only problem that he saw is how steep it gets along here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets steep pretty quickly. So Mayor, are they resurfacing Bergie as part of the work that's being done there now?
Not in the spring.
But they are going to do it in the spring?
We'll see what it ends up looking like.
Okay. One of the other questions, or one of the other things Wes raised, is if they're resurfacing Bergie, can you make this wider? Even if you don't put a detached trail because of how steep it is on the side, can you at least make it wider so that you have a wider...
The biking trail. Well, that's so, a wider trail.
Right? I talked to Wes about it, but you know, if I could, but that might be a case for a separated grade, basically. The
yeah.
trail is a little higher.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's... It just, maybe even just a foot, just like a normal curb
yep.
of some kind. And that would separate it so that it's at least not right on the road.
Right.
I would look into that.
This is awfully busy, so I agree with you. Certainly as a walker, you don't feel particularly safe with
no.
the amount of traffic. And honestly, even as a biker, you don't feel particularly safe on
no.
either side of Bergie, I think.
Sure.
So I think you're absolutely right. To talk about ideas, but I think having something would probably be better than having nothing down in this area.
So then
for
traveling
sure.
west, how far does that go? Just to where you turn into the new church, right?
Which
oh, so
building.
If we go the other direction here.
Yeah.
Canyon, doesn't it goes all the way to Canyon? Yeah, past
Canyon View Drive.
Yeah, so right here on the left, coming up here, this is North Center Street, right?
Center.
So once you get up here, there's going to be a raised crosswalk across here over to the north side, and as soon as you get over here, the church is going to go from here all the way to North Canyon.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that'll be great. So we're really just talking about this section here. And this section, JC, you're right. This one is more challenging. Down in front of the park, it's pretty level.
Yeah.
I think you can do something detached there.
But I would spend time. I mean, I know what you're saying as far as get what you can get. But at the same time, while you're there, while you're doing,
yeah,
I would really like to talk about doing it right, if
yeah.
at all possible.
I don't disagree. I think that's an engineering question. And then the question then is can we afford to
yeah.
have an engineer look at this? And can we do it on an expedited schedule? Are there funds that we could
yeah.
could get to do it while BD Bush is here? Is it something we could do ourselves? Is it something that's going to have to wait until it's...
I'd probably wait a year and do it right as well.
It's budgeted, yeah.
But
it would be nice to just cross over there.
Yeah, right.
And not have to go up and around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. part too. That to me is pretty straightforward, though, I think. You know, just put
yep.
a good solid base there and cross that area.
And the other nice thing, like right now, you go in, this trail comes in from the west, and you go up to that traffic circle. We're going to exit back to the street view. There's not really a super way to do a crossing by a traffic circle. Uh-huh. Like right now, they're crossing there, and it's a dicey cross, right? So,
but you're coming up the hill from Bergie, and you really can't see to
yeah.
to the top.
And cars who come in here and are going here, they're getting confused by this, and they're like, "What's that about?" And then they're going, you know, it's so yeah, it's a little confusing there. So I think that makes it. I actually think a trail further south might be safer than what we've got up there right now. So I think this would be great. It's just more an issue of timing, like you say, JC. And you're right. I think it might be a big ask to try to do something now, and you may be right. You may sacrifice quality for trying to get something fast.
Yeah, I mean, if we just widen the road, then that's going to be the answer for the next 10 years at least, you know.
That might be the short term, and then long term we might do something else, yeah.
But
I think it would be nice to get rid of this one on the left. And Valet HOA would be happy with that too, at least their HOA is. Because right now, they worry about the danger of it, and two, it just brings people up into Valet. So they're like, yeah, we're okay if you don't have
that road will be resurfaced all the way from Minnehaha to probably at least Magpie and maybe to Pine Canyon.
So that's the question, you know, so this is obviously ours, so we have right of way to widen along here. The question then is, would Valet work with us? I mean, we've got right-of-way here, but we probably need a little extra if we want to make it something good.
Yeah, we need to find out.
I have a feeling, I don't want to speak for them. I think they might be open to it.
I do think so, too.
Yeah, right?
We have to see.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for them, and they might have their own concerns about it, but I think it would help them, too.
I mean, that's one of the major complaints I hear, is that that's
mm-hmm.
an unsafe section.
It's this section, and I don't disagree. It doesn't feel good to be walking or biking on that section. Anybody else have questions or want to chime in about any of this? Okay, so pursue discussions on it, good way to go. Let's find out what our options are. That makes sense?
Is there a bike lane on that road?
On both sides, actually. I don't know if you can see it.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is I'd like to keep the bike lane. And
yeah,
the
so
trail
there's
be separate.
There's on the north side and there's on the south side. The bike lane is pretty, it's not in the greatest condition, especially as you get down toward the roundabout.
And it's going to be repaved.
Yeah, but it's going to be great after resurfacing, so that will help that a lot.
But it gets a lot of use.
It does get a lot of use. And then the question, I don't know who raised, Preston, was this your question about whether we need to do something over to Deer Ridge?
A while ago?
Yeah.
From the trail coming out of Deer Ridge over to join this trail, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm not up enough, am I? There it is.
Rob mentioned something about that last year.
Oh, I think it was when Rob was on the committee.
And he was wondering if we could bring it a trail from right there where
like
that
here
ends,
across?
Across to join there, but...
Is there a trail up
there? Is
that
a trail?
Actually,
yeah,
there's a trail there, isn't it?
There's a trail along
yeah,
there.
I can, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
There's a trail
that would
along
help.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Along that whole little
yeah.
loop.
Yes.
I mean, it's not terrible because you can just go across through the parking lot for
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and
but
that's what, yeah.
Is that
that's
what
I
do?
Kind of nice.
I go through the parking lot.
Is this our road?
Yeah. Well,
no.
Interlochen, is it?
That's not our road.
That's not. I wasn't sure after I said yes.
I know. I thought, yeah.
So who says it? County?
It's Interlochen.
Oh, Interlochen. Yeah, true.
I wonder if they would be up for having a crosswalk across here.
I'm sure. I mean, all they do is speed down it. And
maybe they don't want a crosswalk because that's just like points for
it's like
points
the roller coaster.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. To the bottom.
The road in there is ours. The trail is ours.
Yeah, so the road
again,
into,
since
yeah.
Before I started looking into all this stuff, we didn't even know that trail was there or if it was ours.
Yeah.
So now that it's ours, like,
yeah.
I go and there's trees right there where that group of trees is that always overgrows. That gets trimmed every year. It gets swept, it gets plowed, it gets all the things. But yeah, that is ours.
So Preston, do you think that just... For now, just having a crosswalk across here would make it feel like we've got interconnectivity across?
By crosswalk, I mean just painted, right?
Just painted lines, yeah.
I would think so. I mean,
there's not so much traffic on here that it's like Frogger. It's more just,
no, it's not like long,
yeah.
like blind quarters, corners
right.
or anything. It's
what's that?
Where does the trail go?
Oh, I'll show you. It circles through. I mean, it brings you back down here, actually.
The dead ends at that cul-de-sac
Whoops.
There.
Oh,
but
the
then
TV
it
drives
comes
me
back
crazy.
Down and
Come
goes
you can do
back
it.
To Cary.
Yeah, it goes back to
Cary. By the school bus.
Little loop.
I know. It's this.
So,
this TV is very temperamental.
The school bus there that I plowed.
It might or might not come back, but that's. It didn't want you to know where the trail
is. Did you
was.
Bump this with your mouse?
No.
That's not it.
No, I keep thinking it is, but it's. It just does this. This is kind of a its usual thing. Okay, so more to come on that. No signal. Yeah, this is what it does. So it will come back, probably, but on
so
its own
on
time.
Another note,
yeah.
This is what I was talking about on the trail. So this is after the snowstorm. All this gravel on the high speed, this is going down center, but then going through and after sweeping them, keeping all the, you know, they're just battling with the snow plows and stuff.
Oh, on the trail,
just keeping
yeah.
all the, but then... Going through, so I've been going through sweeping once a week, but I'll sweep on Monday or Tuesday. Thursdays are hard because of trash days. But if it snows on a Wednesday and then it clears up, I'll broom again either Thursday or, you know, as soon as, because it's the snow plows when they hit that side of that gravel on
mm-hmm.
the shoulder, especially like the UDOT.
Yeah.
Or else River Road gets it a lot too. But just doing that, the new snow plow works great.
Oh, awesome.
Or the new snow blower, I should say.
I got I got two compliments on the trail maintenance after the snowstorm on North Center Street. So
on North Center?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So nice, Preston.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
This is the other problem that we're dealing with is I'll go through and I'm trying to figure out my timing.
Yeah.
Because after a snowstorm, I'll go through and I will clear all the trails. All the trails will be cleared. And then sun comes out, everything's great. And then I have to come back and do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the snow plows push it. I mean, it has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
But it's like, double duty. Trailer, but yeah. That's from all the snow plows. Yeah. So it's like trying to figure out, I want to get the center street and Mitchie where the kids walk so they have a place to be safe and off mm-hmm. the road. But so if you see it, it's clean 1 minute and then the next minute.
That's fine.
I will be coming back.
We know what happened.
Yeah, we'll be coming back to do it again.
Yeah.
Trying to just figure out, plan it out, like, all right, I'll wait till mm-hmm. they have this cleared and then I'll do it. And so I'm not doing it two or three times.
Preston, how did the north part of Center Street go where there's the...
Great. The curb with the snowplow?
Yeah. Did it go okay?
Worked great, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
It, okay.
And the new snowblower, like I said, it fits in there perfect.
Oh, super. Okay, yeah, really glad to hear that. Okay. Do we have any other parks and trails update? Preston, start with you. Any others you got?
As far as updates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not that I can think of right
now. No pressure. No pressure.
I know there's a million.
Yeah.
I'll think
I know.
As soon as I leave.
Okay, we'll go around. Do you have anything, JC? Mayor, do you have anything?
Well, actually, you know what? Something did just come to mind. Somebody asked me about these lights here on Centennial Park. And that they were all off and wondered why they were not running and how they work. Do you know anything about those?
Lights.
I didn't know they were
just
all
the street lights. Parks and just, you know, the path in the park?
Yeah.
These little lights that are kind
decorative
of following
lights.
The path?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know they were off.
Never even noticed it.
Yeah, I thought maybe I should ask Shane, but I wasn't sure who's the best person to ask. But
I'll drive that home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got the contract, the electrician from the city working on some others.
Yeah.
I'll have him look at those.
Okay.
Center Street's a little bit darker than it used to be because a lot of those cobra heads were taken off the telephone pole.
Yeah, that's right.
Half the street wants them left, half wants them back.
Yeah. Can't please everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, the main thing is, and I will say this too, just a comment in general. So this new crossing that was put in by Galleria,
yeah.
I do like it. I've noticed from a ways back just the straight line crossings, you really can't see them. But this other one that they put in, you can see it much better from down the road, and it just kind of reminds you that's a crosswalk.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that it's an activated flashing light. If it's being in use, it helps draw attention mm-hmm. to that as well. In the longer run, I was thinking, you know, I know I've heard some people like it, some don't with our main street changes. And it's darker and it's harder to see. And I think that's the concern, the safety. Anyway, I like our dark sky and our downward shining lights. I'm wondering if we should do a couple near crosswalks that shine on the street. Like they're downward shining and they illuminate, you know, one from one side, one from the other, but just for the crosswalk.
A little more angled?
Yeah, just kind of out, just a little bit out toward the street to just illuminate those crosswalks and just do it at crosswalks.
Where are the lights now in relation to the crosswalks? Do you know?
Not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Not sure. I just know that it is darker and it is harder to see. I acknowledge that.
I will check that one when we leave. Yeah.
I think that's a step in the right direction, that one. It feels much better to me.
Totally agree. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Angie, you got anything?
No. Can we just have an update on the signs then? I know we have a few signs that are up. One that got taken out,
but we're going to, with the start of the new year, Midway has started doing a newsletter. We are going to be, so that the next month's newsletter is going to have a blurb about the signs that we're doing and ask for feedback from people too, if they have it. And say that there are some on Homestead if they want to see what it is. We're probably not going to be able to put new ones up until the weather gets a little better, because now we're frozen.
Right.
So as soon as weather gets better, I think they'll go up pretty quickly.
Okay.
One other thing, just a comment. Yeah. I'm anxious to see how, you know, on the side of River Road, where we put those plants.
Yeah. I am!
too.
I want to see how they do as spring comes in.
How are they doing so far?
I don't know.
They're there.
Yeah, they're there.
Hopefully they wake up and really, really take off, but we'll just have to see.
There was an experiment of putting some water-wise and kind of hardy plants in the strip between the road and the... We got to see if they'll survive. So that's going on with that.
So also, quick question. Oh, sorry. About the newsletter, I was reading the agenda for last meeting, or the minutes from last meeting. Where is that newsletter found?
Online. It's going to be on our website, I think. That's where it's going to be. You can find it on the city website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When I will check with Camille, and I will send everybody out a link to it.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, it'll be right there. Okay. There's is the first one out already? First one's out? Okay. I'm behind in looking at the newsletter.
Click on the website. There's a newsletter
Just like a tab.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's
Your
where it is.
Your picture that she just took will be in the next
one. Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
Are you all okay with being in the newsletter?
Newsletter.
Yeah.
And then when you click on this, will be the last one with my picture in it for a long time, I guarantee you.
So I might put out a call to people again for assembling signs.
Yes.
As we see it go along, because it would go a lot faster with numbers. Because it was, assembling them would.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will probably put out a call for that. But then I think, you know, Preston said he thinks he can get them up pretty quickly.
And do we have any other updates about Warm Springs, Trail on Warm Springs?
Yes, we do. So on Warm Springs, a couple of weeks ago, we met with the city, met with county representatives and Craig Hancock from UDOT to review and to award a contract to an engineer for it.
Cool.
So that's going to be RB&G, who does a lot of UDOT work. They're going to have it. And then last week, the mayor and I and Nancy had a meeting with UDOT, with Scott Hendricks, the RB&G engineer, to go through everything that's proposed. So probably going to take a couple weeks for them to actually get a contract and then start doing the design. But the proposed schedule is probably have a design this year, trail next year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's still going. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a really nice addition to our trail system. Any other questions on trails? I know we have a lot of updates on trails right now. Okay.
I hibernate a little bit in the winter.
Don't we all a little bit when it comes to this? I know. Okay, so then the last thing. No, Preston gets going.
Preston, I think you drive by my house 42 times a day.
Maybe
40.
Maybe. Yep.
No, the water guys do. I live by up on Alpena.
Near the park, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Open Space Committee is going to have an open house on April 11th, and it's a Saturday. It's going to be from 11 to 1. They did it last year. It was very well attended.
I went to that last year.
I thought you did. Yeah, and Angie was there.
We see each other.
Yeah, you guys were there. My question is, does Parks, Trails, and Trees want to have a presence there, or do you just want to go to the open space open house?
I think we should have a presence
I think
there.
We should. And do you want to be separate, or do you just want to join in and be able to,
just want
to join in?
And bring out the trails map again.
That's my preference.
Maybe an example of our sign or something.
Yeah.
And just put that up there. And,
okay.
And then be available just for...
Okay.
What did you say, April 11th?
April 11th from 11 to 1. So it's a Saturday, April 11th from 11 to 1. So I will keep putting this date out there. And yes, that would be great if we can get a presence there, because it was so helpful last year to have people talk about the trails. And I think just intermeshing with open space and everybody else was a nice way to do it.
Perfect. I will put it on the calendar.
So open space, open house, what are we calling it?
It's the open space, open house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of opens.
Okay.
It's 11 to 1. Mm-hmm.
On the 11th of April.
On the 11th of April. Mm-hmm. Because that was the day it's going to be in the community center, because that was the only day we could get.
Angie, that other meeting that we went to, that they quoted us. I wanted to write to them and be like, that is not what I said. Yeah. And that's all good. Bye.
Yeah. I know.
You took it out of context, people.
I just got misquoted in an article, too, so I so understand.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Okay. Anybody else got anything? I don't think Mia's coming, so I will follow up with Mia and see if she wants to come to the next one. Okay.
Has anyone heard anything from Wes on how he's doing?
Yeah. He's home.
Oh, is he?
He's home. He's doing a lot better. I saw him on Saturday. He's home. He's doing a lot better.
What did he have to have done?
He had to have surgery. And I brought him some plats to sign. He was so excited to be doing work. He was like, this is the best 10 minutes of my day, right? It was just so funny. So he thanked me, I don't know how many times, for bringing plats for him to sign. He's planning to be back at work as soon as he can, but he's just waiting on, he's got a follow-up with medical and see what goes from there. So I don't really know anything beyond that. But thanks for asking. And he asked me to tell anyone who asked. So he's like, yes, if somebody cares enough to ask, please share with them how I'm doing. So, yeah. So hopefully he's counting down. He was so funny about the plants. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anybody else?
I just have one more thing. I'm so sorry I missed the last meeting. On the old one, Friends of Wasatch?
Yeah.
They talked about Hit and Giggle and mm-hmm. Winterfest. Like, anything we need to do? Like, we're just...
No, those are their big fundraisers. They're nothing... They didn't really seem to be... They would love people to join Friends of Wasatch, right? Because it's a small group that's doing a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're centered mainly on Wasatch State Park. But they were the first to say a lot of our interests overlap. And they were the first to say, too, if they could help with funding of different things, they would do that, too. So I think they're a very nice source to kind of work with. I'm sure they would love volunteers, but they would also just love people to come because it's their biggest fundraisers. And their Winterfest is really fun. I mean, yeah. I've gone to that before. I've never gone to their Hit and Giggle because I am not a golfer. But it sounds like you don't have to be a golfer to go to that. Sounds like it's just kind of like a fun one. So,
okay, cool.
No, so thanks for asking about that. Yep. Okay, thanks for everyone coming out tonight. I'm sorry we were light. I just think it ended up being a bad night for people. And it's really tough when we're off for a couple months getting back in the swing, you know? So we'll get there. We will get there. But thanks for coming.
Awesome.
And I'm not going to have anybody do a motion because we weren't really official.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
We were so super official.
You were so.